So Old Blue Eyes would have been 100 this year. And in many parts of the country, things just stopped because of it. Wow, America Weekend starts right now. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by in a few moments. Our guest this hour is Kerry Kasem. Now, the last name will ring a bell, as in Casey Kasem. We had Kerry on earlier this year, and it was one of our more poignant interviews and one of our more important interviews that we conducted in 2015. Kerry was separated from her father for quite a long time, especially when he needed her most, when he was dying. His wife, Jean Kasem, went to every extent to keep his children away from him when he was sick and failing and dying. Kerry has some amazing stories about what her father endured during the final days of his life and the care that he received, and she has become quite the advocate for senior care and for family rights. And it's a very important conversation, and we will once again welcome Kerry Kasem to the program a little later this hour. And then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by Stepping Up to Run the House. This is aimed pretty much at the dads out there, and I had to live this firsthand this past week. My son is home with a broken wrist. He got caught up in a stampede at school, and he fell and he broke two bones in his wrist, so he's in a cast up to his armpit. My wife came home sick one night this week, so it was up to me to handle everything, and when I mean everything, I mean everything. And you will have a much greater appreciation of what it is to run a household when your wife isn't there to do it, and when your son, your 12-year-old son, needs your help as if he's 2 years old once again. So I will talk about my personal story doing that this week. And then it will be Lisa Ritchie with this week's edition of Fit in a minute. We start things off this hour with Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. He would have been 100. His centennial birthday, if he was still here. We celebrate the anniversary of his birth then. And in some parts of the country, I mean, they were pretty over the top for this. Do you know that you could walk into the post office in Hoboken, New Jersey, and you'd be able to get a special Sinatra stamp cancellation or whatever if you wanted to mail your letter and or your Christmas card? Now, Frank Sinatra passed away in 1998, and how do I know that? Because it was around the same week as the Seinfeld finale. And it's amazing how you remember things like that, right? Anyway, maybe it's just me. I'm a little surprised how much hullabaloo there was celebrating the centennial of the birth of Frank Sinatra. How many people are really into Frank Sinatra's music now? Now, I'm not saying it was terrific or it was awful. Of course, a very important artist in the history of American music. And he was very, very good at what he did. I never realized that he really ingrained himself into the pop culture like he did for this reaction to be going on now. HBO had these specials on, documentaries left and right. They had the same thing over on PBS. Some of the obscure movie channels were playing some of Sinatra's movies. But he has been dead for 17 and a half years. And where can you hear Sinatra music today? Nowhere on the radio, right? Because unless you're 22 years old, the radio really doesn't care about what you want to listen to music-wise any longer. So you kind of have to go off on your own. And the folks that enjoy Sinatra music really didn't get caught up in the wave of technology. They're not tapping away on Pandora or saving their choices over on iHeart to listen to their Sinatra music. So I was a little surprised this week that it received the attention in the media that it did leading up to the centennial of Sinatra's birth. It goes to show you, if you're really good and you've got quite a talent, they will remember you long, long after you're gone. Sinatra, Elvis, Kalenge, Staffo. Okay, I know, I'm stretching, but a man can dream, can he not? Stay with us. Kerry Kasem coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This four-time NBA champ was known as Superman for doing the dirty work on the boards and for the black-rimmed glasses he sported on the court.
Larry Bird helps Kurt Rambis up. He was decked by two Celtics and hit the floor hard, and both benches have emptied.
So where is Kurt Rambis now? Kurt spent 10 years with the Lakers serving as assistant coach, interim head coach, and assistant GM. From 2009 to 2011, he coached the Minnesota Timberwolves before becoming a studio analyst for ESPN. Kurt's work ethic on the court earned him a mention in the song Mayor by the hip-hop group Pacific Division.
Your boy hustle hard like Rambis for the Lakers. Drive-by's
over. And that's a wrap on Kurt Rambis. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Who wanna make trouble?
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. If you live near the Gulf of Mexico, you're all too familiar with red tide. In fact, across the nation, algae blooms ruin swimming, kill fish, even poison local drinking water. Well, after a remarkable 37-year experiment, Canadian scientists have nailed down the chemical triggers that cause algae blooms. The culprit? Something many here have believed all along. Phosphorus, commonly found in household laundry detergent. There are now 146 coastal regions in the world in which fish and other life forms are dying entirely from phosphorus-related lack of oxygen. One dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is roughly the size of New Jersey. Phosphorus in detergents is already being banned in Washington state. So what can we do? Well, you and I can now easily choose phosphorus-free laundry detergents easily labeled in most grocery stores. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.